So our regularly scheduled Tuesday commission meeting is going to happen on Wednesday this week because of all the activity that happened in town on the 19th. So the agenda for the 20th, still the start time is at 1 p.m. City Administrative Center. We'll be broadcast on Cable Channel 8 and then also on our social media platforms. But we've got the next step of the CID that was discussed over at Shulman Crossing for the end line or the end cap of the Phase 2 buildings. These are the buildings that face west. Includes Hobby Lobby, Ross, Dick's, Five Below, TJ Maxx. There's space on one end that the developers requested in order to construct a facility for a tenant that they're close to securing and announcing they needed kind of an additional revenue stream to make that math work out, and they had petitioned the commission at the last meeting for being able to establish a CID on that lot. And so the commission will do the next step in that and consider that today. Other than that, we have a pre-meeting that's around bringing the commission up to speed on our health benefit. We've got 350 employees, nearly 900 insureds. Payroll is certainly our biggest expense, but we're ranking up there pretty high is the health benefit. And our employees have become partners and being consumers of their health benefit, especially over the last decade. And so we utilize a kind of a technique internally with a cross-section of our workforce that gives us feedback on, hey, if the commission appropriates this much money for payroll and overall benefits, when it comes to benefits, what best serves us? And so would you like to see more flexibility in your health insurance plan and maybe more coverage, even if it means higher out-of-pocket premium? And so we get that feedback from them, and it's more of a two-way conversation each year as we plan. That's led to, over the years, things like the clinic, things like our near-site employer-based clinic, and just really their partnership with the administration and with the commission in talking about what's meaningful to them has helped us spend dollars more wisely. And I really believe as a result, control costs. I mean, what we pay towards health insurance has not markedly changed in about 8 years, which is unheard of for employers. The employee and the employer's contribution is about the same as it was in 2012, 2013, now as we're heading into 2020, and they have even more things covered under their policy than they did before, and that's really just kind of this robust conversation that takes place. We call it the City Manager's Internal Standing Committee. We've also got a wellness committee, and a safety committee, too. So between our work comp and our health insurance, our overall benefit packages, those are really kind of a little bit more than just a couple people sitting in a room deciding what they're going to do for their 350-person workforce and their almost 900 insured lives. It's worked well for us. These groups are going to give some feedback to the commission today and let them know how that conversation's gone over the previous year, maybe a little bit of understanding as to what's going to be proposed with respect to benefits in 2020.